This is your evening news roundup from WCMU for Tuesday, January 12th. I'm Amy Robinson. Breaking news today as we hear former Governor Rick Snyder and others have been told they're being charged for crimes related to the Flint water crisis. This according to the Associated Press. Snyder served as governor during the crisis. He had appointed a number of emergency financial managers who ran Flint government before and during the water crisis. He had previously apologized for state government's role in the emergency. The operator of a dual pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac is refusing the state of Michigan's demand to shut it down. Lester Graham reports.
In November, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced she was revoking the easement for Enbridge's Line 5. Now Enbridge has responded, saying the state doesn't have the authority. It's filed a suit in U.S. District Court and says it has no intention of shutting down the pipeline. Enbridge says the Federal Pipeline Safety Act preempts Michigan's attempts to enforce its own standard on Line 5. When she announced the revocation of the easement, the governor said Enbridge had persistently violated the terms of the easement and gave the company until the end of this May to shut it down. Enbridge says Line 5 has no existing violations and adds there's no feasible alternative to the pipeline. I'm Lester Graham.
Lansing's mayor is asking the governor to activate the Michigan National Guard in the city next week. As Carell Vega reports, armed protests are expected to take place in all 50 state capitals ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration.
Mayor Andy Shore sent the request to Governor Gretchen Whitmer Tuesday. That's following warnings from the FBI that armed protests would be taking place at state capitals in the coming days. In the request, Shore listed January 17th and 20th as specific dates to have the Michigan National Guard in place to protect the State House and the businesses around it. On Monday, the state banned the open carrying of firearms inside of the Capitol building. Some state lawmakers, including Governor Whitmer, say the action doesn't go far enough. Last spring, armed protesters stormed the Michigan Capitol building to speak out against the state's stay-at-home orders. In Lansing, I'm Carell Vega.
The Michigan legislature will open its new session tomorrow with a larger security presence due to the threat of violence. Rick Pluter reports.
The session will begin in the shadow of the attempted insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Michigan has also been at the center of plots against Governor Gretchen Whitmer and an assault on the state capitol last April. An FBI advisory says the Michigan Capitol is a likely target of violence, and the Michigan State Police have promised a heightened presence at the Capitol for the next 2 weeks. That includes Sunday, when far-right extremists have called for armed gatherings across the country. Lansing city leaders have asked for the Michigan National Guard to be deployed to help keep the peace. The legislature's opening day will be dedicated to formalities such as swearing in lawmakers and introducing legislation. Republican leaders say they will roll out bills aimed at restoring faith in government. I'm Rick Pluta.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office has announced more COVID-19 vaccine is on its way. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services says they'll grant the release of millions of doses requested by Whitmer and eight other governors. Ingham County Health Officer Linda Vail says it's too soon to know when some of that vaccine might arrive.
How does that increase the state of Michigan's allocation and then our allocation relative within it? So it's really hard to know until we know amongst those millions of doses how many are coming to the state of Michigan beyond the weekly allocations that they get already.
Vail expressed confidence that Ingham County is ready for however much more vaccine might be provided. Lansing Mayor Andy Shore and city department heads are foregoing annual pay raises for 2021. Scott Pohl reports.
In a press release, Mayor Shore points to budget cuts of more than $12 million due to revenue shortfalls related to the COVID-19 pandemic's effect on the economy. The federal government has not provided recovery funds to cities like Lansing. The city's 13 department directors also will not see pay hikes this year. Additionally, the City Council approved a one-year contract extension with Teamsters Local 243 that keeps wages flat on Monday night. The local represents more than 200 city employees. This is Scott Pohl.
That's your evening news roundup from WCMU for Tuesday, January 12th.